The About Last Night podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are the things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. With Shopify, 2026 is the year you make it happen. It gives you the tools to build your dream store, online and in person. Plus, with marketing built in, it'll help you reach exactly who you need to. Join the millions who've already made the leap, like Gymshark and Allbirds. And ring in the new year with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial at shopify.co.uk/Spotify.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Holy shit, what an episode today. It's been a minute. I will be back with some new live episodes next week. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your love and support. The Who Is Me stand-up theater tour is on and kicking, baby. We did Maine, Boston, Providence, Rhode Island, and New Haven, Connecticut last week. And this week was Richmond, Virginia. And tonight, D.C. at Tyson's Capital One Hall in Virginia. Holy shit, sold the fuck out. Thank you. Shows have been unbelievable. Shout out to all my openers. Sandy Danto, Stephen Fury, Mark Saratella, Ramin Mostafafi, Nikki Paris, Albert, Van Corona. What a blast we're having on the road. This weekend, New York City Saturday, Albany Sunday, canceled because of weather. The storm is going to... It's a blizzard that not even Dairy Queen could concoct, but it's here, and it's going to fuck shit up, so we got to get out of here before we get trapped. AdamRayComedy.com for the Who Is Me Theater tour dates. We've got coming up Minneapolis, Detroit, North Carolina, South Carolina, Vegas, March 20th at the Wynn Casino Encore Theater, Pittsburgh, Columbus, Cleveland, Dr. Phil Lives in Australia and New Zealand coming up, all at AdamRayComedy.com. That's where you get your merch. Adam Ray Comedy on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. YouTube.com/AdamRayComedy for all the Dr. Phil specials. Big news coming soon. Can't wait to announce it. But enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your week. Go Seahawks and enjoy the Dr. Phil best of Mark Normand. 3-time, 4-time guest. Mark's a beast, a gangster. I love him. I think I'm on We Might Be Drunk this Sunday. So check that out. New York was a blast. Did a bunch of podcasts too. But this episode is fire. Best of Mark Normand, Dr. Phil. Enjoy it.
Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
I don't think I like your f***ing attitude.
Priest-worthy kid f***, but I think female teachers in Florida have picked up the slack. Every time I turn on the news, there's a skank in Tampa banging an eighth grader. Am I wrong?
No, you're very right.
All right.
It's always like Teresa or Debbie.
Yes, hey, Tiffany.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen. Yeah, they're always... Sure. They're always hot teachers, too.
Always hot, and they never show the kid on the news. What the hell?
Yeah, give the kid a shout-out. At least put his Twitter handle up.
I know. I'm like, this is my moment. Put me up there. I'm a hero.
Yeah, imagine being picked last in kickball, but then you fuck the teacher.
Ooh, good point. Good point.
Because you need some of that recognition so kids at school start recognizing that you're here to stay, you know?
I like it. I feel like we're still new with female pedophilia in America. The priest, we know what to do. Hey, burn in hell. But the teacher, you're like, wow, where was she when I was a kid? Yeah? This is like January 6th.
Pretty close. Pretty close, yeah.
What an ovation. I feel like Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, she pretty much runs this city now, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I once, in high school, I had a girl in my class named Michelle Virgin, and then there was a Vietnamese chick named Bitch Ho. Wow. I swear to God. So hearing the name Cooter isn't too far off.
We had a Jewish chick named Bust Hyman.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't talk to Jews.
I'm super gullible.
Now, you know Oprah, so you know about some fatties.
Oh,
she's a large. She fluctuates, though. She's up and down.
She fluctuates. Some days she calls me at 2 a.m., hey, let's get a pot pie. And then, you know. And then other days I try to take her out to, you know, a frozen yogurt, and she's like, no, I'm on Atkins. So she's always, it's one way or the other, you know.
Yeah.
But I like her fatter. Do you know what I'm saying?
Me too, yeah.
She's more
fun. I like
fun.
Her fatter. Yeah,
oh, you like her fatter. I thought you were saying women.
No. I mean, I don't. I prefer a woman in a wheelchair. But, you know, you can put a broomstick right in that wheel. They can't go anywhere. But,
hey, Mark, I actually talk about that. That's actually chapter 19 of my book. If you want to stop forward progress from a bitch in a wheelchair, put a broomstick in the back wheel. Chapter 19, Barnes & Noble.
I'm going to get to that after I finish the Quran.
Wait, fuck you. I know how comedy works, okay? So I know that he had this thought of fucking 5 years ago. When did you think of putting a fucking stick in a wheelchair? I know that it wasn't long. I know that you had to think of that one time in your life. When did you fucking think of that?
Well, there's a homeless guy in my neighborhood in New York. You're right.
He is so fucking good.
You know comedy. There's a homeless guy by name, and he follows you around in a wheelchair begging for money. He's got one leg, and he's so annoying. So I always thought, I wish I could just put something in his spokes, you know, and because he would literally follow you. And so, you know, you keep that in the back pocket, and you do Dr. Phil, and there you go.
I got a surprise for you, Mark. We got that homeless guy. Let's bring him out backstage. He's gonna... No. Now, I wish we had a budget for that, but...
That's so good.
Can I get some baby oil up here? Thank you.
That might be the craziest part of that whole thing is the obsession with baby oil. Because, you know, I've got obsessions with stuff. It's more like Nutri-Grain bars and...
You know what's weird is his son was at the freak-offs.
Well, you know, you got to keep it in the fam.
I guess, but my dad won't even come to my shows. You know?
Let alone a fucking butt-fuck party. Yeah.
I'm jealous.
How do you think you ask your son to go to something like that? Is it through text or do you got to sit him down?
Maybe you make a song about it.
Hit me, guys. You'll be the son, I'll be Diddy.
Okay.
I got something to do. It includes me and you, and some baby oil, and some bitches, and some pretzels, and some stitches. We're gonna fuck some bitches tonight. Fuck some bitches tonight. Don't tell your mom. Fuck some bitches tonight. And maybe there'll be Ashton Kutcher there.
It's bring your son to work day. You're a better dancer than Diddy. That was great.
Well, I've only got four dance moves.
Uh-huh.
I've got the Diddy spin. I can do
I can do the
shopping cart, you know.
Easy Heil.
Sit again?
Nothing. What's the shop? I don't know the shopping cart.
You're grabbing, you know, some mac and cheese off the shelf.
Oh, okay.
I guess it is a little Tesla. Yeah.
It's
a
little.
That's a weird guy, huh?
He's a kook, you know. He made a statement after that Heil. He said, "I'm not a Nazi. I'm just mentally off." And then Kanye said, "I'm not mentally off. I'm a Nazi."
Tomato, tomato, Ray Romano. You know.
Sure.
Can you imagine if Luigi had shot that guy in front of an Olive Garden?
Oh,
the headlines, you know.
Yeah, it'd be great for Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Good press.
They could use the press. Yeah.
You know, he's in the same jail as P. Diddy.
Luigi?
Yes. Olive oil meets baby oil.
Yeah, Mark Norman, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
That's a comedy savant right there. Mark, nothing's off limits in 2025. We can see that. We can feel that. Do you ever jam yourself up, though, when you're thinking of a hot topic, you know, and not just to go buy a shirt at, but like something that you want to discuss in your routine, but you go, well, maybe I shouldn't, you know, because someone's going to fucking, you know, comment weird or rush the stage and Will Smith me or Jada Pinkett me, right?
No. You know, I shoot my shot, you know, and yeah, I go for it. What? it's jokes. Yeah. What are people gonna do, you know?
It's words. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. You know. Oh, it's fine. But, you know, Chris Rock, he stood there, he took it, you know, and that's what you're supposed to do. The Will Smith thing, that was crazy.
It was crazy.
And thank God he didn't make fun of Alec Baldwin's wife. But,
keep your wife's name out my fucking mouth.
It's pretty good.
Not bad. I've never tried an Alec Baldwin before, so that was new for everybody. Did you do any impressions, Mark?
No, not really. I wish.
People always do impressions of you. Does that drive you up the wazoo?
I can do my dad.
Okay.
You ready?
That's illegal in most states.
Oh. I do a pretty good impression of my dad. You ready?
Can I be you and then...
Yeah.
Let's do a scene. Ready?
All right, you start.
Okay. Hey, Dad. Woke up this morning feeling a little gay.
He left the family. I know, he was black.
I think the C word is probably harsh for Indiana.
No, they use it to start the day over breakfast.
Oh, the WNBA is huge here. Come on,
we'll keep it in.
Keep it in, that's what she said.
Yeah, there's something. Well, first of all, if you're going to have a pet goldfish, you know, assume that it's going to die pretty soon. I think that's why you get it as a starter pet, right?
Right.
Because dogs are around for quite some time. Cats, I think, outlive most people, right?
Yes. Goldfish, good training for the miscarriage.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
I actually talk about that in my book.
Oh, there you go.
Chapter 72. If you get a goldfish and flush it, you're ready for a baby.
Hey, there you go.
No, don't awe that. We're an hour and 40 minutes into the fucking show. How long you guys been doing your podcast?
13 years.
Dear God. So that's that's a lot of time spent together.
That's like a good Epstein age.
Yeah. You think you'll have him on the podcast?
We tried. We can't get a hold of him.
I don't think he's dead.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a big conspiracy guy.
Ooh.
I think, remember when they said Subway sandwich bread was made out of yoga meat?
Yes, yoga mats.
What did I say?
Yoga meat. That's
a competition. A yoga meat.
Well, either way, Fogel is the one who told me what it was made of. You know, I befriended Fogel pre the arrest. But my point is, I don't believe that it's. I believe that it's butter. You know how Fabio's like, I can't believe it's not butter.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I believe it's butter. The bread, I believe that it's real bread, not yoga meat.
Are you having a stroke?
Yep.
All right. Okay. You tell me you're not good at small talk. You're friends with Brad Williams. He's a midget.
Brad.
I'm watching a guy run a 4-minute mile, and I'm running a 10-minute mile right now. This is fucking awesome.
Hey, 5K, you better prep.
5K tomorrow.
That's right.
Hey,
now.
Yeah, open to, if you guys want to come out tomorrow, we just come out. I'm
Tony
fucked up.
Tony Hinchcliffe, just come out. I think he's here.
Wow.
You've done a lot in your life, Mark, and I don't mean to pry, but while you were taking a poo backstage, I grabbed your cell phone, and I went through it, because you've lived so much, you've done a lot,
sure.
And I thought maybe if we pulled up some of your pictures from your photo album, you could commentate on some of the pictures in a little game we like to call, Hey, Mark Norman, do you remember doing that?
All right.
So I'm going to throw up a picture, Mark, and you just kind of help me remember what this was. So let's throw up that first picture, Stephen. So this was, looks like you and Sam Morril, your podcast co-host for We Might Be Drunk, whispering something into Joe Rogan's ear. I don't know if, what it looks like it was at brunch or breakfast or.
Oh, yeah. I think I was telling him they're about to make an N-word compilation. No. I think I said don't move to Austin. I can't remember.
Yeah, all right. Maybe tell them about some new protein powder.
Yeah, elk meat makes you gay.
He's got a bow and arrow. That's maybe the biggest flex you can have as a guy.
You think?
Yeah.
I feel like I'd rather a gun. You go into a school with a bow and arrow, you're not getting anything done.
Touche. Next picture, Steven.
Oh, jeez.
All right, this was don't know if you remember this.
Yeah.
You're a big gamer, obviously, and you... By the way, a picture's uncanny, huh?
Yeah, this is the first time I called my son a...
Okay. Next picture, Steven. That's self-explanatory.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Is that Diddy talking to Luigi?
Next picture, Steven.
They're in the same jail, by the way.
Well, this looked like a fun night. All the most famous Marks.
Oh, that's fun.
Mark Jackson, Mark Wahlberg, Mark Hamill, Mark Maron.
No Mark Summers? Double Dare.
Yeah, that's a throwback.
Wait, who's the black guy?
Mark
Jackson. Boy, you really squeezed him in, didn't you? No one knows who the fuck that is.
It's Mark Jackson, the NBA point guard.
I also like that Mark Hamill wears Luke Skywalker's outfit to hang. Is it strip poker, I take it?
I think so. You remember that? Right. Remember that?
Sure.
Okay, next picture, Steven.
Leafy Beefy.
Looks like, yeah, remember this?
Yeah, yeah. And for this reason, I'm out.
Finally, we knew that marriage was a sham.
Did you ever get in trouble or fired at one of the busboy positions because you were making cracks to the bosses?
No, I did good. Me and the Mexicans were like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all gone now. But we had a good run.
Have you seen Oppenheimer?
I have.
What'd you think?
I thought it was good. Good.
Because we got so much time on the road to watch shows and movies, right?
Yeah. Why are you asking about Oppenheimer? That's like 8 months ago.
All right. You think OJ did it? I mean, what do you
want
from me right
now?
Sure.
Yeah. I do think he did it.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with crime documentaries.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't get enough.
Wow, you're like a white woman.
Yep.
But, all right. What about Monica Lewinsky? You like her?
I think she did it, too.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too.
Well, you've seen the dress, right?
Well, Monica, you know who owes her an apology is Hawk Tua. Monica walks or Hot Tooks and spit. Right?
It's insane that she was even famous, but then I forget what country I'm in, you know?
Yeah.
This country loves to just put people up for a couple minutes.
Right.
Right? Let them bake in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, it's on them to figure it out.
Hot yeah.
Tua could have been, she could have gotten a cabinet position in Trump's, if she played her cards right or, right. you know, fucked him or something, but, you know.
That's true. Department of Education. Something. Yeah. Yeah.
You think RFK is going to do a good job?
Yeah, well, you know, he's the voice of a generation.
You ever seen Oppenheimer? I'll take it from here, sweetheart. You can shut the fuck up. She's not wrong, but she isn't right.
Yeah.
There's only one way to eat a Reese's, but there's multiple ways to ask a question. And also, there's multiple ways to have sex when your wife's pregnant. You both have kids.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I struggled with this. Pregnant sex to me is like a Rubik's Cube.
A lot of colors?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
But also, I just don't know when and how to attempt it.
Right.
And if I should do it at home or, you know, in the park. You get what I'm saying?
Nope. Pregnant sex is cool because sometimes you fuck them and you're holding the belly and you can feel like a fist bump.
Yeah. Well, that is cool. I didn't think of it from that angle.
Bert Kreischer sold the movie rights to his life and Ryan Reynolds played him. That's the joke. Ugly fatty alert.
All right, you know what, Bert?
This is great. Keep going.
Okay.
Popping blackheads. How about blackface? Huh? I'm trying to write an AI me.
Yeah.
But you can't do it at the same time.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's too much. It's a malfunction.
It's a malfunction. Yeah.
Overload. Oh, wow. That was crazy. We're in sync.
In sync.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck me.
Oh man. This is great. I'm like Chappelle. I'm laughing at my own jokes.
Oh shit. You're gonna make my mustache fall off.
Well, it's funny you say that, Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil's the mustache in Oprah Winfrey's beard. She's gay.
Hold on a second. I don't like the way he treated Bert. I don't like the way he treated everybody on tonight's program. That was some fucking bullshit. Even Fred's kid was fired up about it, okay?
So I want to, Bert, you felt defenseless to me, and I was not a fan, so I'm bringing in reinforcements. I'm bringing in somebody to help fucking counter this bullshit live straight from the roast of Tom Brady, fucking arguably the greatest set of that fucking show, the host of Kill Tony. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Tony.
First of all, let me say, fuck this guy. AI, more like gay eye. Am I right? I am so hungover.
This guy looks B.I. Bye.
Whoa. Oh, shit.
Do you like your voice?
No. What are you kidding? Listen to this thing. Imagine this in the bedroom. Yeah, what do you got, a pussy? Yeah. Come on.
Wait, is it?
You like that, you dirty skank? Yeah. Ugh.
We must be in the same chat rooms.
Eat my ass.
Well, you got to make sound effects are fun.
Sure.
Yeah, does your, you had a baby, so you got to keep things exciting now, right?
Yeah, oh, shit, the baby.
How old is your baby now?
Geez, that's a good question. I think it's 11 months.
Yeah, I know you're joshing. You love that thing.
Great kid. Beautiful kid, lovely kid, lucky guy.
Look more like you or more like your sweetheart?
More like my wife. He's in a little wheelchair.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Cute baby one.
Wheelchair people are people, too.
You got that right.
And I talk about that in my book, We've Got Issues.
Yeah.
Chapter 39. Just because they're sitting down doesn't mean they can't go to town.
Yes. Hey, Stephen Hawking, when I was he was on Epstein's Island.
Let's cut to a clip. Fuck. Thought we had that one for sure.
Don't forget to work the balls.
Wait, this is a fun game. I want to play.
Can you grab my...
I don't know.
That wasn't bad.
Can you get my jelly sandwich?
I don't. What is he eating over there? I don't know. What do they have on the Epstein Island? Snacks?
I think young box.
Well, because remember Firefest?
Yeah, that was in Malibu.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Sorry. No, all right. Ah, jeez.
I lost my virginity to Billy Ocean's Caribbean Queen.
Whoa. Sexy. Well, you know, speaking of music, you know, it's from here is old Kanye.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Jews. But I just bought his merch. He's killing it.
Yeah, it's only swastika hoodies, right?
Yeah, well, he's about this close to fighting for Gaza. I mean, he's going all in.
Why do you think, what has to happen inside your brain just to go full knots?
I think you hang out with three of them, you're there. But, no.
Do you think the Kardashians did something to him? Do you think they... I'm not saying that Kim K, KK, you know, has anything to...
interesting.
...to do with it, but I think that, you know, the family, maybe Rob, you know, said something, got in his ear.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he thinks Pete Davidson is Jewish, because he was banging Kim K for a while, which is very impressive for Pete, because that vagina is a predominantly black neighborhood. And, he really gentrified it up.
My entire act is local dad jokes.
Give us one.
Well, there was one dad, and he said his name is Chris Rock, and he said to me one day, he said, there's black people, and there's...
Yeah, they're a little slow on the uptake. Yeah.
No.
I think your mic just
went
out. Here comes Donna. Oh, shit.
Oh!
Here. There.
You didn't say it, but there's black people in there.
Donnell Rawlings, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Oh, my back?
You're back.
I think they turned my mic off because they thought I was going to say the L word. I didn't really... I wasn't actually going to say the N-word. Jesus Christ.
Also, we're in Indiana. You think they would have turned it up.
Right.
I'll be right back. We'll keep it right here.
By the way, can I hire Donnell to do that in my neighborhood? Get off my lawn, you.
Hi.
Holy guys, keep shit. It going for Craig Wills.
What's going on?
Look at that neck. Holy shit.
Now,
wow.
First of all, you're...
pretty good.
I love that you're dressed like the Tiger King's agent.
You look like a gay Fred Flintstone.
Oh, it must be this right here. Yes.
Oh, is that real?
Wow. Oh, my God.
What the fuck is that?
I think I got stuff for this.
That's
monkeypox. I
think
monkey I got pox. Some stuff, yes.
Oh, no.
All clean. You see, it's all sterilized.
Now, Craig, how long you had this monstrosity on your fucking neck for?
I can help, yeah. Well, fuck
when
yeah.
When you put it like that, it's been a couple of years.
All right, well, we'd like to help you get back on track, Craig.
I don't think you need numbing, because you're very Fred Flintstone-like. I don't think you didn't have numbing back
what
then.
What if it's a shooter? Like, how do we know it's not going to blow?
We don't.
Oh, it shoots this
way.
All right, all right. Oh, it's like a Gallagher show here. I need a fucking tarp.
By the way, these are baby female Asian gloves. Sandra. I feel like I'm trying on my child's condom.
OJ.
This is. Is that a pinky?
If the
I can't even get rid of the
fit.
Shocker in these things.
I'm just going to pick at it a little bit because I actually see an open.
Oh, fucking love this. Let me get my readers.
I'm just going to pick
right
at it because I
have
my readers.
The camera.
Can you guys see? I'm just going to pick at it because I see a little opening here.
Oh!
I'm going to throw it. Fuck yes. Fuck yeah. Oh! Shut the fuck up.
There's some hair in there. Let me go a little closer.
Got some hair in it? It's an ingrown hair?
Yeah, I think there's some hair, and I feel like...
What the fuck is going on? This is crazy.
Oh, grab the hair,
okay?
Grab the hair.
His?
Oh my God, I'm going
to
throw it.
All right.
I think you're dying.
The hell?
Brad, do you want to squeeze, or you want me to do it?
Oh, I should have gone.
Excuse me, I don't want to fucking...
I could have watched Unfrosted.
Macaroni.
All right, real talk. Buying glasses used to feel like a full-on math problem. I'm just trying to see better, not figure out a spreadsheet or sell my soul. Every pair I tried before felt outdated, flimsy, or way too expensive. Pricey. No one wants a pricey set of glasses. And trying to guess if something would actually look good on me from a photo online, forget about it. I would spend hours scrolling, second-guessing myself, and usually just give up. That's why I'm obsessed with Warby Parker. All right, seriously, nothing else comes close on quality. I have prescription, non-prescription, stuff for acting shows, whatever, character stuff, my Jeremy glasses. The selection and customer service is top-notch. Their virtual try-on is wild. You literally point your phone at your face and see frames in real time. I tried it, picked ones I loved, and they fit perfectly. I wear my glasses all the time, get compliments constantly, and they feel premium without costing half my paycheck. Honestly, it's kind of fun to try new styles and actually see what works without the stress. Warby Parker makes the whole process so easy. They have glasses, contacts, online eye exams, sunglasses, and over 300 stores if you want to try in person. Warby Parker gives you quality and better-looking prescription eyewear at a fraction of the going price. Our listeners get 15% plus free shipping when they buy two or more pairs of prescription glasses at warbyparker.com/ALN. After your purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you. Guys, Adam Ray here. I used to wake up every morning stuffed and exhausted, like I'd been wrestling my own pillow all night. Pillow fights, table for one. I thought it was stress or age or karma catching up to me. Maybe the melatonin hasn't kicked in. Thanks, Joe. Turns out, it was the air in my house. That's when I got Air Doctor, and now it's the only air purifier I use. I can't even say the word right because I'm so excited. Purifier. I heard about it from a friend
Just tried it and immediately noticed fewer weird odors, way fewer allergy issues, and I actually started sleeping better, which is huge because I don't sleep. I travel all the time. It's tough for me to get passed out and get some Z's. I am a problem to myself. Air Doctor is different because it has a powerful three-stage filtration system that captures particles about 100 times smaller than what actual typical air purifiers can. It gets rid of dust, pollen, bacteria, viruses, odor, smoke, wildfire smoke, and ozone. Basically everything you do not want hanging out in your lungs. It is also whisper quiet, so it's not roaring in the background. It has an auto mode that keeps your air clean all day and night, and it reminds you when to change the filter, which I personally need, and people love it. 98% of customers say their home feels cleaner and healthier, and Air Doctor won Newsweek's Reader Choice Award for Best Air Purifier. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code ALN to get up to $300 off today. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, plus a 3-year warranty and $84 value free. Get this exclusive podcast-only offer now at airdoctorpro.com, AirDoctorPro.com, promo code ALN.
This episode is brought to you by Rakuten. The big secret all savvy shoppers know, Rakuten makes your money go further. Shop with Rakuten to get cash back on top of seasonal sales. Discover fashion, tech, beauty, and more at hundreds of your favorite shops like M&S, JD Sports, and Just Eat. It's free and super easy to use. Just shop as normal and stack cash back on top of sales and savings. Join for free at Rakuten.co.uk or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
See, jokes are great because you can control them. Yeah. You can write them. But I've had the bedroom stuff where you whip it out and then you don't want to get a laugh. There.
Yeah, that's my problem.
Really?
Yeah, it's just, 48 years of marriage. It's I have to now say something when I take off my pants, oops. Or is that enough?
Right. But you're a virile man. Your mustache, I've smelled that thing. It smells like an old cooter.
Yeah. That was my Xbox screen name.
I got some questions from your fans.
Oh, no.
No, those are good. You got a lot of great fans. You got 3,600 fans here right now staring at you.
Wow, let's see.
We've got these fan-submitted questions from all over the country, fans from all shapes and sizes of the world, and I'm going to read a few. Let's see here. Okay. Have you ever gotten so drunk at a friend's party that you forgot your name or think about murder or eat too much fast food and call an ex and tell her that she's got a stinky veg? Fiona Franklin, 8 years old, Crystal Lake, Illinois. So these are real questions from real people. You ever get too drunk, I guess, is the question.
I had a real drunk problem, real blackout problem in my 20s. We used to get drunk, play these crazy games. You guys ever play driving?
Oh, yeah. Too much.
Yeah, a lot of drunk driving. So, yeah, I was a real black. I'm from New Orleans. So drinking there, it's like a DUI is like our bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
You know?
Do people ever get, like, BUIs? Like, you ever see people on bikes or scooters?
Oh, yeah. Well, you get the bike after the DUI.
Well, you get the bike.
Because you can't drive anymore, so you got to get a bike.
Oh, because you got to get to Best Buy somehow, right?
Sure.
Mary Fuck Kill, Mark Hamill, Mark Norman, Mark Paul Gosselaar, Monica Gathers, 7 years old, Skokie, Illinois. So another Mark Norman fan.
Well, I definitely fuck Zach from
Zach
Saved
Morris.
By the Bell.
That's Mark Paul Gosselaar, yeah.
Yeah, he still looks good. Can we pull him up?
No, sorry.
He's still a hunk.
You have to pay for that on YouTube.
Time out.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah, that was cool.
Can you imagine one time if he was just like, time out, and they just went up to fucking Mario Lopez and just like started fingering him? I don't know. But he never used it for anything cool. He was always like, time out, and then he like changed his F to a C or something.
That's a good point. Yeah.
I guess it was a kid show. But
I guess I'd kill Mark Hamill.
Luke Skywalker, huh?
Wait, I'm in there?
Yeah, Mark Norman, Mark Hamill, Mark Paul Gosselaar, Mary Fuck Kill.
I guess I'd kill myself.
Sure.
I don't want to kill Luke Skywalker.
Well, that's admirable of you.
Yeah, all right, thanks.
Yeah, because what if he wants to do the sequel to Bert Kreischer's Machine movie?
Oh, is he in that?
He's in the first one.
Really?
Mark Hamill's in The Machine.
Whoa. Wait, what's The Machine?
Bert Kreischer's. Are you serious?
He made a movie?
Let's go to a clip.
All right.
Nope, we still don't have access. Would you rather have sex with a goat and no one finds out or have sex with a goat, but everyone, okay, let me start again.
All right.
Would you rather have I'm reading these for the first time. Would you rather have sex with a goat and no one finds out, or not have sex with a goat, but everyone thinks you did? Ronnie Thomas, 6 years old, Waukegan, Illinois.
Obviously, you got to go goat. I mean, you can still get to fuck a goat. No one knows about it.
Yeah, you got to fuck. Yeah, so you'd fuck it.
That's a win-win. Would you ever fuck an animal? And if so, what animal? And don't say Rosie O'Donnell.
All right, well, that takes off two of my answers. It's AI Mark Norman, ladies and gentlemen. Please give it up for him.
Comedy. I heard there's a hot whore up here.
This guy's good.
He's pretty good. Yeah, we got a little cash, put it together. Popped out of the, remember the machine that Jaleel White had that turned Urkel into Stefan?
Yes.
Urkel, same shit.
Oh, all right.
A little less money.
Somehow I look Jewier.
Mark, you and Joe are up here to help us out. We got AI Mark Norman. Ashley with no E, is she still awake? Great. You good? She's probably a bad idea to leave her by herself, but yeah. We hang tight, sweetheart. So I'm going to give her a series of questions. She's going to ask you guys one at a time, and we've got a point system, and the winner is going to win a free date to the Olive Garden with Ashley tomorrow night. Does that sound good for a prize for Ashley for her dating life here in Indianapolis? All right. Steven, hit me with some game show music, please. Welcome to the Dr. Phil Live Dating Game here in Indianapolis, Indiana. You guys ready to have a good time so far? Please say hello to our bachelors over here. Bachelor number one, say your name.
Hey, hey, Mark Norman here.
Bachelor number two, say your name.
Joseph List.
Bachelor number three, say your name.
Hey, hey, Mark Norman here.
All right, we've got a series of questions. Bachelorette, question number one for your guys. Go ahead.
If you were a food, what food would you be?
Bachelor number one.
Ooh, what food would I be? I guess I would be beets, because I'm mediocre during it, but then you regret me later when you hit the toilet.
Good answer. Bachelor number two?
I would be a cheeseburger, because I love cheeseburgers.
How about number three?
I'd be hummus, because it sounds like Hamas, and I'd go full jihad on that pussy.
Pretty good answer.
Palestine!
Jesus Christ. All right, next question, Ashley.
Okay. If you got convicted of a sex trafficking in Costa Rica, how would you get out of it?
Good question, Ashley. Bachelor number one.
If I got convicted of sex trafficking in Costa Rica, I'd probably be the mayor. So I just pardoned myself.
Bachelor number two.
I'd blow everyone and anyone. Just suck everybody off. Or even if I didn't get caught, I would do that.
Sounds about right. Bachelor number three.
Oh, I would say I'd do a Jedi mind trick and say, these are not the kids you're looking for.
Points to Bachelor number three. He's in the lead so far. Next question, Ashley. This one right here.
Okay. If you just won the lottery, congrats.
Wait, I didn't get to go.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Bachelor number one.
Sorry. I'll just say, hey, this is my best Alec Baldwin impression.
No, ay Dios mío, no. No, we love Alec Baldwin.
She loves Alec, but she loves the movie It's Complicated. Sorry, Mark.
All right, well, I'll blast her in the face.
Mírame.
You just won the lottery. Congrats. You also just found out that the miscarriage your high school girlfriend had never died and has tracked you down for some cold, hard cash. Describe the dream vacation all three of us would take.
It's a fucked up question. Bachelor number one.
If I found out my high school girlfriend kept her baby and we were going on vacation.
Yeah.
I think we go right to the Grand Canyon and give one of these.
Holy shit.
Good one, man.
Hey, Joe
List.
Boy, I mean that's a tricky one. I would have to Paris.
Okay.
Eiffel Tower. I'm trying to be funny, but also win. I'm kind of into this lady. I'd take you to the Eiffel Tower, sweetie. I'll rip this ring right off if I win.
Be careful. She's got some Casey Anthony vibes.
I know. I want my balls stepped on and my cum spat back into my mouth, and I feel like this is the lady for me.
All right. That's correct. Points for Joe List on this round. Next question, number 7.
It's my birthday. You're going to order dinner on Uber Eats and watch a movie. What do we get and what do we watch? Ooh, this is bad. This is bad. I'm picky. I'm so picky.
Dr. Phil, you might have to read some of these.
So she's going to get... Don't fall asleep. She's going to get... She's going to order Uber Eats, and you guys are going to watch some Netflix or Hulu. What's the movie you're putting on, and what's the food you're eating? Joe List?
I would watch Seinfeld. I enjoy the program very much, and I would enjoy chicken parm, and then I would do that thing where we slurp the chicken from one end to the other and kiss in the middle.
Lady and the Tramp.
Yes.
Or Bachelor number one.
We'd get a German chocolate cake, watch Schindler's List, and run that train.
Oh. That is correct. Points for Mark Norman. Last question, guys. Number 8.
I had one, but I guess fuck me.
Hey, what about...
All right, go ahead, AI.
Well, if you're on your period, we'd watch Jaws.
Jesus Christ.
If you didn't shave down there, we'd watch Blackfish.
Okay.
And if you have a yeast infection, Homeward Bound.
All right, that's enough out of you.
Oh, man.
Last question, here we go.
If I got COVID, but what... If I got COVID, but was also super horny and was craving some cunnilingus, show me the noises you'd make as you go down on me.
All right, we'll start with Bachelor number 2, Joe List. Points for Joe List. Bachelor number 1.
Oh, you had COVID and I go down on you? I'd go, hey, call me Fauci. I'm going to give you a little prick. And then I'd go full RFK down there.
I thought you said Balky, like from Perfect Strangers. I was like, Balky?
Full Balky, what does that look
Balky.
Like? Number 3, AI Mark Norman. What are the noises you'd make if Ashley with no E wanted you to go down on her?
Wow, that sure is a pussy, isn't it, huh? All right, looks pretty good. Oh, sorry, that was a little semen. And I think she came. All right.
All right, Ashley, you've heard all of the Bachelor's responses. It's now time to pick the Bachelor winner here on the Dr. Phil Live Dating Game. You got 1, 2, or 3. Which one is it going to be for a date at the Olive Garden, the OG, tomorrow at 3:30 p.m.?
Now I pick number 3.
She picks number 3. Oh, it's Mark Norman. Come on over.
AI's,
come on over.
AI's taking our jobs.
Wow.
Whoa.
Oh, now what's happening?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Whoa.
This is not a part of the show.
Okay.
This might be my favorite club in the entire world, the Comedy Store.
Have
you guys ever... I mean... The magical moments that have happened in this room, I mean, even before we even got here. Is there a time, because we're all fans of comedy, right?
Yeah.
Was there something that made you go, fuck, I got to get into it, or I can't wait to go to L.A., like Mark, to see where that thing happened?
I'll tell you what it was. I was watching this set at the Laugh Factory. Michael Richards was really, there's something about it just motivated me. I got into it right after that.
I was there that night. He actually, I saw him right before he went on. He goes, man, I have an anger problem. I go, well, just say what's on your mind. And, you know, oops, you know. And I.
Yeah, he really looked inward.
You're a New York guy, you're a New Orleans guy, but you come to L.A. quite a bit, and we love having you here. So I would love to test your knowledge of this city.
Okay.
There's a lot about this city that I know that you're probably a little uneducated on. So you guys mind if we do a little L.A. trivia to close this out with Mark Norman? Is that all right with you?
I'm excited. I love L.A.
So we have some prizes to I think how we're going to do this is I'm going to read some trivia questions. Go ahead and hit me with some trivia music, guys. And for every correct answer, we're going to shoot a Dr. Phil t-shirt into the crowd. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
And to help us shoot the t-shirts into the crowd, TV and movie star, you may know him as Steve Urkel from Family Matters. Keep it going for Jaleel White!
Another LA shooting.
All right, first go. Oh,
you had to make the black guy have the gun? Come on.
Oh, shit. All right, Jay. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, God.
What if he just shoots me in the face and goes, did I do that? Careful. All right, you want to fire one off just for a practice run, Jay?
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
How about that?
Yeah, maybe we'll turn the lights on next time. All right, first question, Mark.
Yeah.
Boys in the Hood. Hit me with some images, Steven. Steven? All right, Boys in the Hood, La La Land, Two Girls, One Cup. Which of these was not filmed in Los Angeles?
I guess I'll go La La Land.
That is correct. Turn the lights on. Who wants a fucking t-shirt?
Whoa!
Don't fall out of that balcony. We don't got insurance. Next question. Mark, on March 27, 2022, Will Smith made TV history by slapping Chris Rock for a silly joke about his wife's shitty haircut. Do your best impression of Will Smith doing his famous woo, na 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 na, after he did it.
Woo, na 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 na.
That is correct. Turn the lights on. Who wants a fucking t-shirt? Holy shit. Holy shit. All the way up to the top balcony, baby.
Wow.
Mark Norman, the Hollywood Walk of Fame includes more than 26,000 stars. Bonnie Blue will be on there next year. True or false?
Oh, boy. Well, I think, yeah, because she's had a million guys walk all over.
That is correct. I'm on the committee. Turn the house lights on. Hey. Who wants a fucking t-shirt?
Ah.
All right, came up short. Let's see. The L.A. fires weren't caused by arson, but rather by a fight between the Property Brothers and another gay couple that got out of control. True or false?
True.
That is correct. Turn the house lights on. Who wants a fucking t-shirt? Holy shit. That might take your fucking face off.
That was a good one.
Ellen DeGeneres is known for being a comedian. Whoop.
There you go.
A TV host or a twat? A, B, or C?
I'm going to go, she's a because you are what you eat.
That is correct. Turn the house lights on. Who wants a t-shirt? Good shot. Oh, great shot right there.
Yeah.
Holy shit, let's fucking go. There are 14 Air Bud movies. What is the plot of Air Bud Spikes Back?
Hopefully not Michael Vick.
That is correct. Turn the house lights on. Who wants a fucking t-shirt? Holy shit. All right, Jaleel, you almost fucking killed that guy. You got to take it down a peg. You all right, sir? Jesus Christ. He just goes, bah! The Oscars were first held in 1929, 51 years before Kim Kardashian was born. Who, in your opinion, is the hairiest Kardashian?
Oh, jeez. I mean, it's got to be Caitlyn.
Huh? You're out?
We're out of juice.
You got to toss it, baby.
Toss it.
It is Caitlyn. Turn the fucking house lights on. Oh, fuck. Dr. Phil just got it. Got two more Dr. Phil's up. All right, last question. Comedian Adam Ray spent 3 years working as Wolverine at Universal Studios Hollywood, where he was body shamed by his boss, former Disney princess turned bitch Jenna. He won't say his last name, but she'll know who she is when she sees this. Before eventually being fired and going on the road with comedy superstar Bobby Lee. True or false?
I'll go true.
That is true. Turn the fucking hands off on his last t-shirt! Shit, Bex! Duke got it! Did Duke get it?
Wow!
Guys, one more time for Jaleel White, Mark Norman. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. One more time for him.
Thank you, man. That was awesome.
One more time for Jaleel White and Mark Norman! Come on, huh? I want to do something with you. I know that Mark Norman's one of your best buds.
Yeah, I love
him. He's
Mark.
Also your podcast partner, your comrade, your sidekick in crime in the world of comedy. But, you know, you guys do this podcast, but you travel a lot. And so it's inevitable that at some point, Mark's going to be busy or have AIDS, right? And he's not going to be available to do the podcast.
Yeah.
So I thought I would put my heart and my mind and my money to good use and get some help from Elon Musk and my friends in the technology world.
All right.
And make a replacement for you in case Mark is sick and unable to attend the pod.
All right.
So, if you guys don't mind, I'd like to bring out a special guest on the Dr. Phil Live Show. Please welcome all the way from Burbank, California, AI Mark Norman. Here he comes.
Comedy.
Keep it going. Keep it going for AI Mark Norman, everybody. Keep it going for him.
Hold on one sec. No, he's more than 4 inches. It won't work.
I'm a needle dick.
Wow, technology's getting crazy.
That's pretty good,
huh?
Dude. That is a good Mark Norman. I'm impressed.
Sambo, good to see you.
Wow. Are there any drawbacks to an AI Mark Norman?
Well, let's find out. Let's ask him some questions.
Yeah, I don't know what's deeper, Sam's voice or Tony Hinchcliffe in the closet. Tony's gay.
Okay, not bad. Not bad. It's really amazing when okay.
Tony's gay. Tony's gay. Tony's gay. Takes one to know one.
Now, AI Mark Norman, how long did they take to make you? Because, you know, this is crazy. You're so lifelike. You're so real.
Took a minute.
Sam, go ahead.
Oh, do you think you could actually do stand-up, though? That's the question, because we've tried this with the holograms and the live entertainment. Could you actually perform as Mark Norman?
I think so.
It's pretty good.
Do you have any jokes, Mark Norman?
Yeah, Sam looks like the hair in the shower drain wished to be a real boy.
Pretty good.
Harry Jew. Is that good enough, you piece of shit?
I'm impressed.
You got any questions from the crowd? Sir, my man, any question for AI Mark Norman?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Can you light a cigarette in the rain?
Can you light a cigarette in the rain? What are you asking that for Mark Norman or Tracy Chapman? Who was that for?
The AI got fucked up and they made my nose a little too big, you f***.
How about the kid in the Batman shirt in the back row? Sir, stand up. No, the other 12-year-old boy that's 40 in real life.
Holy shit, is that... I feel like the Rizzler just got into a portal right here. What the hell was that?
Sir, I fucking love your style and your shirt. What's your first name?
Josh, are you a big Batman fan?
No, but he's a Penguin fan. Look at the size of this fuck.
Fuck you, AI Mark Norman. Josh.
This guy doesn't have a Batmobile. He needs to fit into a Hummer.
This guy drives the Oscar Mayer. You get it.
Josh, you got a question for... Where are you from, Josh?
Gilbert,
let's go. And Josh, what are you doing? Okay. Josh, that's a place. Josh, what do you do there?
Best Buy.
You work at Best Buy? Any perks?
No.
No, yeah. Now, Josh, you have a question for AI Mark Norman?
Why are you such an asshole?
Why are you such an asshole, AI Mark Norman?
Why are you a fat piece of shit? I don't know.
You had that coming. Thanks a lot, Josh. You can sit down. Best of luck to you. From Best Buy to Fat Guy. All right, we had...
It sucks to get burned, but he was pumped to sit down. Let's be honest.
Josh, I'm going to get you a Dr. Phil hoodie after the show. Thanks for coming out and taking the abuse.
I like that guy.
It looks like breakfast, lunch, and dinner was his Best Buy.
All right. Now, Sam,
I think he Christian bailed on his diet. All right.
Sam.
Good one, Sammy.
Sam, how is AI Mark Norman doing?
I think I'm pretty impressed. I think there's always room for improvement, but it is pretty good.
Is there a way to get a gauge on how he's doing? I mean, is there any way to improve? Like, you obviously the clothes look okay. Is there the voice? Is he doing okay with the voice?
It's pretty fucking good.
All right, well, I would like to really get to the bottom of this and find out if it's really something that is as good as it can be. So, let me just see. Quiet.
Hello.
Who is it?
Hey, Mark Norman here.
It's Mark Norman, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from New York City. Mark Norman, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from New York City. Mark Norman, say hi to the Olsen twins. That was a fucking weird thing to do, Travis. Mark, sorry about testosterone Tyler over there. Mark, we got AI Mark Norman. Take a look.
Hey, hey.
Mark, how does he look?
He looks similar to me, except for that big old Jew honker he's got.
So far, so good.
We control the weather.
Mark, is there something that AI Mark Norman needs to be Mark Norman in real life? Because there could be a time where you need some backup. What's he got to do?
Oh, hey, do you know Seinfeld? He won't return my text.
What else?
I can't get it up. You got any Blue Chew?
Now, Mark, I'm gonna show you to people in the crowd, and I want you to give me a Mark Norman roast, and then maybe AI Mark Norman can follow it up. Sound good? So here, Mark, we got this guy Tom right here. This is Tom. What do you think?
Wow, you make Jason Kelsey look less retarded.
Pretty funny. AI Mark Norman, you want to take a stab?
That guy looks like jelly roll stuffing, cranberry sauce, chicken giblets, all the shit. Happy Thanksgiving, you queers.
Pretty good. All right, Mark, we got another one for you. This is, he's from L.A., he's in a band. What's your name again? His name's Aaron. Hey, this is my son, stop. Aaron, Mark, you got anything for Aaron?
Yeah, he looks like he sold Hunter Biden his Coke.
He's two for two. That's why he's Mark Norman.
Good. AI Mark Norman, you got something? You got something for
him? He looks like he invested all his money in the Hawk 2 of Bitcoin.
Hey, Mark, I appreciate the help. We're going to let AI Mark Norman take a stab himself. Do you mind signing off here?
Hey, thanks, Betty. Praise Allah. I'm gay.
One more time for the real Mark Norman, everybody. That's a fucking living legend right there. AI Mark Norman, I think you need to take a chance and really try to prove that you're ready to be in Mark Norman's replacement. So I want you to look around this crowd. If there's anybody, we haven't touched this side of the room. If there's somebody over here, I want you to fucking roast some people down here. Maybe somebody up there. Okay, if we can turn the house lights on up there, if there's somebody up there. How about this piece of shit? There's some guy raising his hand with glasses on. Who's that? Make fun of that fucking guy. Wait a second.
I can't see that.
Wait a second. Holy shit. Wait a second. Wait a second. Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit. It's Murph from Practical Jokers! Holy fucking shit. Get the fuck out of here. What the fuck is he doing here? Didn't you have a show tonight?
To me, AI Mark Norman, to me.
No, he wants you to roast him, all right.
He looks like Franklin the Turtle with an eye issue. I don't know, he's a bald piece of shit. He's the least famous and Practical Joker. I don't know.
That's pretty fucked up. That's pretty fucked up.
Hey,
wait, go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Michael Cera. Why don't you come down here and say that to my face?
Well, he said, Michael Cera, why don't you go say it to his fucking face? Better yet, Murr, why don't you fucking come on stage? Put your money where your mouth is.
You want some shit, buddy? You're talking shit about me? You're talking shit about me?
Oh, shit.
What's up, AI Mark Norman?
Malfunction.
No fucking shit!
Murr, I'll take it from here. Take one on him.
Sam, don't. Jizz, Quinn.
And see now. I'm sorry you guys had to see that. But I'm not sorry you guys had to feel that. Did you guys have a good time tonight at the Dr. Phil Live Show? Did you guys have a good time tonight? One more time for Adam Carolla. One more time for Ari Manny. One more time for Sam Morril. One more time for Jeremy Shockley. One more time for Mark Norman and Jeremiah Watkins. And one more time for James Murr from the Impractical Jokers, baby. You guys were unfucking believable. We'll see you next time. Robin, don't go to bed. I got a fucking anal beat in the car. Get out.